This is VOA News. It's the remote. I'm Marissa Nelson. More than 316,000 people have died around the world from COVID-19, and there are now nearly 4.8 million confirmed cases. The hardest hit country remains the United States, where almost 1.5 million confirmed infections have led to nearly 90,000 virus-related deaths. The pandemic caused history to be made for the first World Health Organization holding its first ever virtual annual meeting. United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres said the pandemic must serve as a wake-up call to the world, which must be more united in responding to the crisis. The Secretary General said COVID-19 was the greatest challenge of our age and had demonstrated the world's fragility. He added the crisis is an opportunity to rebuild a better world, but he questioned whether countries were up to it. The assembly has been trimmed from the usual 3 weeks to just 2 days. Spain's transport minister said the tourism-dependent country aims to reopen borders around the end of June as its coronavirus lockdown fully unwinds. Death fell below 100 for the second day in a row. Madrid last week surprised its European Union partners by imposing a two-week quarantine on all overseas travelers and effectively keeping borders closed, saying that was needed to avoid a second wave of COVID-19. The minister said we must make Spain an attractive country from the health point of view. Tourism accounts for over 12% of Spain's economic output. And on Monday, Greece reopened the Acropolis in Athens and all open-air archaeological sites under tight sanitary conditions. It's been 2 months since the public could visit those sites because of the pandemic. More on those and other stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Denmark said Monday it would offer all adults the chance to be tested for the coronavirus, including those who have no symptoms, as the country recorded its smallest rise in cases in 2 months. Until now, only those with symptoms could be tested once they had received the green light from their doctor. Monday, cafes, bars, and restaurants reopened in the Scandinavian country. More of Belgium's schools opened Monday as the nation took its next step in easing its COVID-19 restrictions. Classes resumed with a limited number of pupils per school to make sure social distancing was fully respected. Temperatures were taken as students entered schools and face masks were worn by teachers and students. Some schools went through a dry run on Friday. And Brazil has become the country with the fourth largest number of coronavirus infections in the world, surpassing Spain and Italy. The South American country now has 244,000 confirmed cases. Health experts say the real number of cases could be higher.